Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for this time that you've given us, Father, in Jesus' name. For you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word, O Father. So, Lord, we're on this line to hear your word tonight, a word that's going to stir us up, a word that's going to give us direction, a word that's going to lead us. But you also said in your word, we must walk by faith and not by sight, O Father. For you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, we thank you for this word going forth and leading your people tonight. We thank you for waking your people up tonight, revealing yourself to them, and leading them and guiding them through this word. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would steal this word from your people, and we thank you for driving it out. We ask that your anointing will fill this line and reign over this line, and it will bless the hearers on this line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer, our Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information to how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night prayer line is 916-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, when we're online, our online service begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number. You can tune in to the entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, which is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for January 9th, which is the second Sunday in January. Our in-person services always begin at 12 noon, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. As a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle to Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep those testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Jerome. I have a testimony. You prayed a prayer, Pastor Smith, for me concerning my other car. You prayed a prayer. You said that I would get the parts that I had need of, that God would give me wisdom and show me what needed to be done, that it would be something simple. And that prayer came forth. It did. Tonight, I went over to go get my car and take it for a test drive. And God is good. And I'm just going to tell it in its entirety. I got over there, my coworker that allowed me to use the space, he thought I was going to work on the car. I told him I'm taking it for a test drive. My car had been sitting there for a while. He hadn't seen it move. He didn't believe. I told him I'm taking it for a test drive. He said, I hope it runs. I told him, I know it runs. He said, I hope so. I said, I know so. And I got in that car. Pastor Smith, you prayed the prayer. I believe. And God performed it. I got in the car, I turned the key, and I drove it out of his driveway before his very eyes. and everything that you prayed went according to the prayer. And so I just want to give that testimony, and I just know God is good, and I just believe.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Kim.
Okay.
I just want to say I felt really strong, some kind of emotion during service on Sunday, and I don't know what came over me. It was a weird feeling, but a good feeling. And throughout the day, I was blessed in multiple different aspects. And I just want to give God thanks and give him praise because he's moving me in a way that is really good. And I know he's scooting me along the way, and I'm grateful. I just want to give thanks.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just want to say it just was a blessing, and I have service in service on Sunday. It was a blessing for Bishop Hale to preach on what he was preaching on because you've always preached on that. It was just the word. It was all the word. It was just good to see the family. I thank you for your card. It was just a blessing. I was just overwhelmed as usual and joyful, Pastor. It was just so joyful. And I thank you so much for inviting Bishop Hale.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor.
This is Tamara.
Okay, Tamara, I think I heard you first. Okay.
Yes, I just want to give thanks to God. My mom is being modest. She had a cataract eye surgery on yesterday, and she actually has one of her eyes covered as we speak. And so I just thank the Lord for her going into the procedure with faith and being blessed to have the person that performed the surgery on her eye to be skillful in what they were doing and that she will make a full recovery. And I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? I think I heard someone that was, you have an opportunity to testify, whoever you were, are.
Yeah, Pastor. My testimony is you pray for a young man to be out of jail. He was looking at a lot of time, and he got out of jail last week sometime, and he was looking at a couple years. So I just thank God that the Spirit of God moved on his behalf for this young man. And then Pastor Hale, when he came down, he did a lot of prophecy, but it was for you. And so I just thank God that a great man of God, a prophet of God, was able to prophesy for the things for you. It was good to hear all the prophecy over your life because you do so much prophesizing and things like that over our lives in this church, in this ministry. So I just thank God for Pastor Hale and his wife for them coming down and for him giving that word. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? Well, I thank God. It was a beautiful service, and I thank God for Pastor Hale and his wife coming in from Fresno, and everything he was preaching on, I've been constantly preaching about it for the last couple of months, and it was just confirmation, and it was all about expectation and stay put and don't let anyone disturb you about the things God has for you. It was just such confirmation, and that's what the prayer was prayed, that when he come into the building, it would be a word for that body. And it was a word for us as a body. It was so encouraging, and I thank God for God using Bishop Hale. If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the word tonight, that the word of God ignite, the word of God be activated by the Holy Ghost. Anoint your word, God, for your people to receive, and I give you praise and thanksgiving that you have full course over your word tonight. that no flesh will be glorified in Jesus' name. You have your Bible. Please turn to Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6, and Acts 15 and 18. Again, Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6, Acts 15 and 18. Get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for the body. There's so much that's going on, and it's such topsy-turvy worldwide, everywhere. And so this word is to encourage you to rest in the Lord. And this word is by God is aware of all things that's going on. There's nothing in this earth that's going on that God is not aware of. That means all things God is aware of. And there are some things seems like they have a problem with that. And so this is a word to encourage you by the word of God, that God is aware of all things. There's nothing new under the sun, because God has perfect knowledge about all things. He don't have to learn anything. He has not forgotten anything. He don't have to sit down and reason things out to find out about anything. He's all-knowing. And he knows all the things that humankind hasn't yet not discovered. He knows those things that has not been discovered yet. He's aware of everything. And there are some people, they mean well, maybe saying check this out and do this and do that. God is aware of all things. If you are his son and his daughters, and you are led by the Spirit, that Spirit of God that's in you will make you aware. Because what? God is the one that has perfect knowledge and perfect understanding and perfect wisdom. He knows things from eternity. Our knowledge is limited, but God's knowledge is unlimited. There's no one can teach God. He don't have to investigate about anything like they're doing an investigation. He don't have to do it. He knows everything without investigating. He knows what is happening right now on the earth. Every event. God knows. He's aware of all things. God is alive. He's awake. He's mindful. He's very sensitive. He has a spirit of alertness over him. He's watchful. He's smart, and he's clear-headed. God is aware of all things. And there are some people act like that God is not aware. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but there are people trying to give you direction, tell you what to do, but God is aware. And if the Spirit of God dwells in you, if you're a son of God, you are led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God will quicken you, and he will make you aware of your surrounding, of the things about your life. The Spirit of God will make you aware. The Spirit of God has predicted everything and every event over your life. It's been predicted before you became. The Spirit of God has predicted. He knows every detail about you and I. He knows everything that is concerning us, saints of God. He's on schedule because he developed it. And it will be achieved because he created the events. It's been prophesied over your life by the mouth of God. It has been predicted by the mouth of God. Everything about you, every detail, everything that concerns you, I want you to be encouraged tonight. And just like your children, I know my children did this when they was small. They was little. They were young. They would, in their little minds, they would see things and would disturb them in their little mind. They say, how long is this going to happen? This seems so unfair, Mom. This is not right. And I would ask God to give me simplicity to explain to them. And I would encourage them and tell them the promises of God. I said, there's an end to everything that's not right. And you're going to see the manifestation of it in the earth. It's a promise by God. God knows every event, and he knows how to change the event. But then there were always that one special one would say, well, how long? How long? I said, I can't tell you how long, but I can promise you by the word of God, you're going to see it, and I'm going to see it. And they're adults now. And they come back to me and said, you said it. And we're seeing such events being changed. And that one that will always speak out said, I just know that I know that whatever is right, God's going to accomplish it. This is what I'm encouraging you tonight with the word of God. Those things that humankind have not even discovered yet, saints of God. God is aware. He knows the discoveries that has not even been invented because he's all knowledgeable. He's all knowing. And he's all wisdom. And all he wants us to do is rest. I'm not giving the devil no information. I'm not giving the devil no weapon. I'm just going to enter into the rest of God. As a saint was asking me a couple of days about different things around her and different people doing different things, I said, don't you worry about that. God is in control. He knows everything that's worthless. He knows everything that's good. He said, how he look low, nothing is here. You just need to rest. Don't worry about what people are doing. You just do God. You do what you're supposed to do, and you'll have peace. That's what I'm encouraging you tonight. God is aware of all things, every single thing he's mindful of. And when someone give me their little ideas, I don't rain on their parade. I know God is in control. I know God is very clear about my life. I know God is sensitive about me and you. He's mindful. He's aware of everything, every event in your life, everything you're going to achieve, everything you're going to advance in, everything is already worked out. And you're going to see by the word of God. You don't have to flash it. You don't have to parade it. All you have to do is rest in the Lord. All you have to do is rest in the Lord. And when you enter into his rest, those things is already worked out. Those things going to be on schedule. We're going to begin now with Psalms 139, 1 through 6, please.
And it reads, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast besetted me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high I cannot attain unto it.
This is simply saying God knows humans. He knows you. He created you. The word is saying, Lord, you search me and you know me. I mean, God has, he has examined you. He know you from top to bottom. You know everything I do from far away. You understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I'm working or resting. You know all of my actions. Before I speak, you already know what I'm going to say. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. God is aware of humans. He created humans. God is familiar with us. He's mindful of us. He understands us. He watches over us. He's clear-headed about us. He's not confused, saints of God. Every event is going on, God knew before it happened. He knows everything. He's all-knowing God, all-knowledgeable God. And that's what how Bishop Hale spoke over my life on Sunday. Things that only God knows. And he revealed. He revealed all that's already done. Every event. God is on schedule, saints of God. He's an organized God. He has everything knowledgeable in advance. Every detail about you. So this is an encouragement. You let know what, as Bishop Hales preached, and as I've been preaching for the last couple of months, let nobody derail your blessing. Let nobody derail the events that's been scheduled by God, all details and every plan set up you, for you in this season. Let no one detour you. Receive good information. But that information is going to mislead you. Delete it out of your thoughts, your mind. Ask the mind of God to take you over. Why? Because God is aware. He knows the schedule. He knows the timing. He knows the detail. He knows his plans about you. He has arranged it already. It's already worked. It's set up, shaped by God and built by God. Just like Minister Jerome, his testimony, it was in the shedding. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of foresight came into the room. And God spoke about the things that this man was concerned about. And everything that he was concerned about, God was concerned about. The spirit of God was clear about it. Well, his spirit was sensitive about it. And what's happening right now, he's seeing manifestation. It's time for your manifestation, you, that God has a schedule, that God has already advanced, organized this concerning you. It's been arranged by God. It's prepared by God. It's set up by God. It's developed by God. The Spirit of God has birthed it in you, and you're going to see manifestation. So what am I saying? Be alert. Like there's some things that I'm making decision by the Holy Ghost, and people are just flashing, calling, email, trying to change my mind. And I keep saying, no. Again, I say, no. Why? Because the things they desire, the Spirit of God does not desire. And when your spirit is not at rest, your heart is not at rest, that's when you wait and you don't do anything. I'm encouraging you tonight, let no one derail the events that's about to come forth in your life. Let no one take you off of schedule. Why? Because it's set up by God. God has foresight over those things. Every detail, it has been arranged by God. It's worked out by God. Prepared by God, because God developed it. Set up already. It is your timing. It's your season. It's a schedule set up by God, not by human, but by God. And if you don't get off course, if you don't let anyone derail you, you're going to see manifestation, mean achievement. The Word of God promised you this. The Spirit of God prophesied, predicted Abraham's life. You can read it in the book of Genesis. See, God knows everything will happen on earth. He predicted the events ahead of time in Abraham's life. He predicted that all nations on earth will be blessed through Abraham because he was chosen by God. He said all nations on earth will be blessed through the seed of Abraham. God predicted that event. That event has been manifested. God seen it ahead of time, saints of God. God wants you to rest in his word. He wants you to enter into his rest, and you don't have to labor about anything because it's set up by God. God has made a decision concerning you about his plans. Everything is detailed by the hands of God. It's worked out by God, shaped by God. God has foresight over it. And so what you do, you enter to the rest of the Lord. And it's a process. I tell the truth tonight. It's a process. There were time when I was just so young in the Lord, just a novice, and people would take advantage of that unlearned, that novice spirit. But oh, when I began to seek God through his word, God came into a place where you get in a place you're rooted and you're grounded, and you are not moved by human mankind. You're not moved by mankind. You're not moved by the flesh. You're not moved by what you see or what you hear or what people say. You are not moved because you're rooted and grounded and you're stable in the word of God, and you don't care how it look, how dark it may be, what kind of evil people or person or things is trying to overthrow and derail that event. It will not work when you stand still and you see the salvation of the Lord. These things shall occur. These things will happen. And there will be all kinds of devices, all kind of wicked things set up against you. God see the worthless people that's coming against you, the worthless devices. He set high and he looked low. But this is a night that God wants you to be encouraged. Don't let that derail you. It has nothing that God has predicted over your life. That it shall come to pass. Those events that God has planned for you, concerning you, it shall come to pass. But these things will happen. These wicked devices shall come. Wicked people will come. Wicked imagination will come. Worthless peoples will come. But yet I tell you tonight that it will not derail. It will not stop the events and the plans that God has called on his own. Every detail been organized by God. Everything been thought out by God. Everything been set up by God. It's up to you not to allow it to derail you. That's what happened with Abraham. He got into that place with God. He no longer staggered. He said, he that promises faithful. I want you to know tonight God is faithful. And everything he has predicted over you and I, if you stand tonight, if you let no one get into your mind, your thoughts, your heart, but God, allow him, his knowledge, his wisdom to lead you, to guide you to those places that's already set up, already located by God, already planned by God, worked out by God, arranged by God, and developed for you, already done. He'll lead you into those places. When your mind stayed on him and you trust him, the word of God said he would keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because you trust in the Lord. This is Isaiah 26:3. It's time to trust in the Lord and keep your mind on him. Acts 15:18, please.
And it reads, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
The plan of God regarding you from the beginning. This is what this word is saying. Long ago, the plan of God regarding his family from the beginning of the world made known long ago you that God has called to be his own. The plan stands. The plan from the beginning will not fail. Worked out, developed, set up, and shall be achieved by God. Someone quickly gets Isaiah 46:10, please. I want you to see this by the word of God. You have to see this by the word of God. Isaiah 46:10, please. The first one, get it, please read. Isaiah 46:10.
And it says, declaring the end from the beginning and the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Wraps it up. He said from the beginning to the end. He predicted events ahead of time. He said his counsel is going to stand, saints of God. This is the word of God. Whatever God speaks, the counsel of his word, it's going to stand. So what do? You say, God, I desire to enter into your rest. Not our rest. Our rest is temporary. His rest is complete. Meaning, no longer laboring, trying to figure it out, trying to work it out. Already worked out. And already figure out. It's so important tonight, saints of God. Already set up, already developed, because the Spirit of God have made a decision about you. It's according to his plan. And it's going to come in his season and in his timing. It's not going to fail. It's just read it, Isaiah 46:10. Events been predicted already over you. I don't care what's going on. Okay, the price is out of control. I don't care. All the things you're hearing, everything is out of control, in a seesaw, up and down, this, that, the other. It is well with God. It is well for you that belong to the Lord. That's what it says in the book of Acts. Those that called to be his own, he said, from the beginning of the world, I made known long ago the plans I have about you. Every detail about you tonight, about his own, shall be achieved at the right time, at the right season. And sometimes people get all upset about when someone is having a season. Don't, please. Don't get upset about someone else's season. Don't get jealous. Don't act out. If you belong to God, there's a schedule for you also. just rest in the Lord and be happy for people and praise the Lord when you see things are manifested in their lives. Why? Because you may be next in line. Right attitude, right thoughts, spirit of thanksgiving. Rejoice and be glad for people. Stand still and wait on the Lord. Because why? You may be next in line. Because your season shall come. And just like Pastor Bishop Hale said, I like to do what I can to help somebody go through receive manifestation. Like someone come into the church, they don't have any money. I'm going to give them some money because I want them to learn how to give so they can receive, so they can get some manifestation. Oh, I'm going to go into my wallet and I'm going to give you some money. I'm not going to say I'm going to pray for you. No, I'm going to give you some money because I want you to have manifestation. I want you to see achievement. I want you to see how God set up. And I'm praying for the saints as never before that they will not allow that evil one to derail them, to stop that plan that's already set up. How you stop it? Getting ahead of God, listening to unwise counseling, going in unfurled grounds, just things that's a mess. And what happened? Things get off schedule. Things fall apart. Details and plans never come together. Things are not organized. Things are not worked out. But this is a word of God for you tonight. I'm talking about the plan of God. God have called to be his own. There's foresight over you. There's a call over you. There's prophecy over you. There's discernment over you. There's a forecast over you. I mean a declaration over your life. In advance by the mouth of God. And his counsel over your life, meaning his word, is perfected, is full of knowledge, is full of wisdom, and it's going to happen if you allow God to be God. I want someone, I'm going to close it up, someone else to get Isaiah 26 and 12, please. This is so important to stand on the word of God. Well, I'm giving you word tonight. Isaiah 26 and 12, please. First one, get it, please read.
Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also have wrought all of our works in us.
Meaning already done, and the Lord will ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all, not some, all our works in us. It's in your saints of God. Those things have been calculated by God. It's been declared. It's in you. Let no one overthrow it tonight. This is a word of encouragement. Because manifestation is at your door. On schedule. Concerning you tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Vanessa and my daughters. That the Lord will cover us.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Dockery. I piggyback off Tamara. I had surgery on my eye yesterday, and I just asked for prayer for the good health and recovery of it.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne of grace tonight. Take mercy, find grace, help us in time of need. God is aware of all things. That's what this word is about. He's aware of everything. I don't care what you read, what you hear, what people say, how things seem to be out of control. is not a surprise to our God. He knows every event in the earth, because he created the earth. Humans did not create the earth. And God is on your side to protect you with his power, thanks to God. He's on your side to protect you with his power. He's on your side. Spirit of God is aware of all things, not some things about you, all things. That's what he said in Psalm 139. He don't have to investigate anything about you. He knows you. He made you. Nobody can teach him about you. He knows you. He made you. He knows what is happening on the earth right now. God is not senile. God is clear-headed. He's very sensitive to the things that's going on right now. And this word is saying he's on your side to protect you with his power, for those things to be manifested, those events, those things that has been predicted ahead of time over you, as he did with Abraham. He predicted ahead of time that all nations on earth will be blessed through him, because God has chosen him. God has called us to be his own, the Gentiles. That's what it says in the book of Acts, to be his own. So there's, everything is set up. All you have to do, stand still, see his salvation, let him lead you and guide you by his spirit. Father, I thank you tonight. This is a sure word. And people need peace, God. They need your peace, God. They need your peace for them to stand and wait upon the Lord. You say you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because they trust in you, Father. Father, I thank you for your peace to overthrow everything that's bringing confusion over your chosen one, over your own, God. I thank you for the peace of God, because everything is wrought in them, your works for them, oh God. And your word said the Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. That's Psalm 29:11. Father, bless your people with peace tonight in Jesus' name. The things they don't understand is already worked out. The things they don't have wisdom in, already worked out. The things that they're reasoning about, already worked out. Father, I thank you that it's already worked out, because you created mankind. You know them. You created us. You know our uprising, our downsetting, our thoughts before we think it. We say things. You know what we're going to say before we speak it. You know everything, Father Jesus. Things that has not been discovered. You know that person that's going to invent that thing, oh God, that shall be discovered. Because you're all perfect. You're all perfect knowledge, perfect understanding, and perfect wisdom. And I trust you tonight, Holy One of Israel. Because no one can teach God. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of peace go into your people, God, that's going through a topsy-turvy, trying to reason things out that's already been set up by God. Those that not trust in God, those that's in fear, those that don't understand that it's a schedule for them, those that are in a place, God, that don't understand that you have already achieved everything for them. It's already been arranged. You have made a decision concerning them, and it's a plan that no one can stop but them. So, Father, I thank you regarding those things that the human in the flesh tried to go in and tried to go before God and try to work it out, that the Spirit of God go into that place, God, and restrain them in Jesus' name. Just like the Spirit of God revealed to Joshua about Achan, when he had went into a place and got something unfavorable for the tribe of Israel. Spirit of God revealed, because Achan went ahead of God and got that was detestable before God and brought havoc into the place of the people. And God revealed it to Joshua. And the Spirit of God made it known to Joshua, because he's all knowledgeable. He's perfect understanding. He seen what Achan did. He got out of the will of God, and he was derailed. He, his family, and everything concerning him was derailed. So, Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God go into that place where we are limited in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And, Father, I thank you tonight that you go in into those places that people are reckless and people don't know how to stand still and trying to make things happen that's already is done. That you go in, God, and you curtail. You go in, Father, and you restrain in Jesus' name. And there are those that are going to be rebellious, that's just not going to listen to God. Have mercy tonight in Jesus' name. But there are those that's going to listen to God as God move over them, as God reveals to them. They're going to listen and they're going to stand still and they're going to see God's plan, God's details on time, already organized, come into manifestation. I thank you for manifestation for those that are going to listen to the Lord, going to let his Spirit guide them and lead them to those places that's already located, already set up, already developed. But they're going to be led by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, not by the flesh. Father, every fleshly thing that desire to overthrow them, I ask you, the Spirit of God, intervene. Intervene, Father. Have mercy and intervene. And I give you praise for it by faith in the name of Jesus. I pray for Vanessa and for the family of God that the Spirit of the Lord is our protection. You're on our side, God, with your almighty power, your understanding, your wisdom, and your knowledge. I thank you, God, for keeping us in a safe place. Every spirit of violence that's raging in the earth, I send the word, Psalm 140:4 now, to keep us in a safe place from the violent spirit that is everywhere, a reckless spirit, everywhere. That the Spirit of God protect us, that the Spirit of God keep us in a place of safety, that the action of the violent spirit will not come nigh our dwelling, our children. We thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. I place your hand on your eye, Sister Dockery. Father, I thank you for the spirit of healing and the spirit of recovery going to that eye, that a sight will not be hindered nor dim, that God, the Spirit of God, will keep her with good sight. I thank you for complete healing and recovery over her eye. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee, that her eyes will be clear, her eye will not be dim, she will see with good sight. And I give you praise, God, for your healing virtues. You cast out the spirit of infirmity with your word. I ask that the word of God cast out any infirmities in her eye in Jesus' name. And, Father, I just thank you for the saints of God. I'm in such peace, God. I thank you for your peace that you give to your people tonight, God, the peace that passes all understanding. Keep their hearts and mind through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:7. I thank you, God, for that peace, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Not their peace. Their peace is short-term. Will keep their hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, that you protect them, you keep them continuously, God, that they're going to see the manifestation of the Lord. They're not going to jump ahead of God. They're not going to try to make things happen that's already done. They're going to stand still and allow God to be God. And I call them blessed. I call them in a place where they shall achieve. I call it by faith in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God has predicted every event over their life ahead of time, and those things shall come forth that God has prepared on schedule in Jesus' name. Now, on schedule in the name of Jesus. And I thank you by faith they shall achieve it, and they will see manifestation in the earth by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let the peace of God take you over. I'm talking about the peace that passes our understanding, that the Spirit of God continue to protect you, let him lead you, because the Spirit of the Word said, when we are sons of God, we are led by the Spirit. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit, not by any flesh, not by somebody who thinks they know it all, but by the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God lead you. It's time for manifestation, because God is aware of all things. He is in control, because he's watchful. He's awake. He's familiar with you. Be blessed tonight. Let God be God over everything concerning your life. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Thanks of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
Pastor Beatrice Smith and the full Gospel
Amen.
House of Prayer family.
Amen.
We'd like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call. Area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.